Youth unemployment in Britain has risen to its highest level in 15 years. New figures show the number of young people out of work has gone above 1 million. The total number of jobless people has also reached a 17-year high of more than 2.6 million. Italy's Prime Minister Mario Monti has unveiled a new technocratic cabinet while taking the economy portfolio himself. Monti is tasked with reducing public debts of $2.6 trillion and restoring economic growth. He's seeking to reassure markets that Italy will make sacrifices to overcome its debt crisis. An assembly of Afghan elders known as Loya Jirga is discussing the future of the U.S. military presence in their country. President Hamid Karzai says the delegates will be consulted on a strategic pact over whether the United States should keep its troops and bases in the country. U.S. assassination drones have struck Pakistan's northwest, leaving at least 18 people dead. The attack took place in South Waziristan region, close to the Afghan border. Washington claims it is hunting militants down in Pakistan. However, most of the casualties from the strikes have been civilians. The Palestinian Authority has promised to step up efforts to form a unity government with the faction Hamas. Abbas is due to meet with Hamas Political Bureau Chief Khaled Mashal in Cairo next week. Abbas's Fatah Party and Hamas signed a deal back in May to form a coalition government. The bus crash in China has left 19 people, including 17 preschool children, dead. The accident happened in northwestern Gansu province as the bus was carrying the children to kindergarten. Roads are notoriously dangerous in China, partly because of overcrowding as well as poorly maintained vehicles. In Thailand's capital, Bangkok, floodwaters are heading towards the south of the city, with residents there evacuated. There are also fears of transport disruption in the region. The floods in Thailand began in late July. So far, more than 560 people have lost their lives and about 2 million others have been affected. And finally, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has been officially declared the president of Liberia. This means the Nobel Peace Laureate has secured a second term in office. Johnson Sirleaf swept to a landslide victory in the November 8 runoff election. The vote was marred by violence and an opposition boycott.